Blog Talk Radio.
Happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. To me, this world is a wonderful place. I'm the luckiest human in the human race. I've got no silver and I've got no gold, but I've got happiness in my soul. Happiness to me is an ocean tide, a sunset fading on a mountainside, a big old heaven full of stars above, when I'm in the arms of the one I love. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Happiness is a field of grain, turning its face to the falling rain. I see it in the sunshine, breathe it in the air. Happiness, happiness everywhere. A wise old man told me one time, happiness is a frame of mind. When you go to measuring a man's success, don't count money, count happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. I got more than my share of happiness.
Well, good evening, everybody. It's Wednesday night and it's 9:30, and welcome to Raising the Vibration. And yes, we do it with love. My name's John Sabin, spiritual medium. You can get me on Spiritual Medium. .org.uk. My email is John, J-O-N, make sure you spell it right, J-O-N, at spiritualmedium.org.uk. And from there, you can get me on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. So I hope you guys are having a fantastic week to start with. It's been really, really interesting over here this week. Lots and lots of stuff going on. I had a vision the other day, which was really cool. I just got up actually, and I was just thinking to myself, as you do, about how to advertise bits and bobs and get the word out there of the stuff that we do, etc. And all of a sudden this vision came into my head about this new website, and I sat there and I pondered it just for a minute, and it was the excitement that came with it as well. Obviously it came from spirit, and as I was typing to my partner telling her about it, because I was thinking about names and stuff, you know, the www. whatever it's going to be, and I did come up with one name, and then while I was typing, actually the actual name came out in the text. So very, very exciting stuff. So I'll tell you more about that as and when, because I've been working on it all day. In fact, I literally bought the web space and the name within half an hour of getting the vision. So I know it's a good thing as spirit brought it through. So, like I say, welcome, everybody. Wednesday night. We've got an hour show tonight. We haven't got a guest this evening, so that's going to be next week. Because don't forget, Wednesday nights we normally have a guest on the show. And next week we have a fantastic lady who's coming on. I really can't wait for it. I'm really quite excited because she's going to do some channeling, and she's going to channel a message from, I think it's Mary Magdalene, which is going to be pretty awesome. And her name is Sheila. So I'm going to get the advertising done for that over the next couple of days. And it's going to be, yeah, and Mary Magdalene has chosen our show to put this message across. So I really can't wait for that. That's very, very exciting. And then the week after that, I'm in talks with Todd, who's a Reiki practitioner. I think he's a master as well over in the States somewhere. So we'll have him on the week after. So we have a few people a couple of people in the chat room tonight. Welcome. We have a couple of people on the switchboard, so we're going to go over to the telephone lines in a few minutes as well. What we like to do on this show is to help people in any way that we can with guidance and love from spirit and angels. It's very busy in the room again tonight. I've just been doing, in fact, I went off on a little bit of a journey, a bit of a shamanic journey down to Low Earth and have some healing. And there's all sorts going on, doors opening and things creaking and knocking and so on. So, yeah, it's very, very busy in here tonight. So last week we started working with some of the archangels as well. And we read a short piece on Archangel Michael. Tonight, we have Archangel Gabriel. Now, Archangel Gabriel's white ray of purity and harmony. He serves on the fourth ray, like I say, which is the white ray of purity and harmony. Archangel Gabriel assists you to work with the light and move closer to being a true spiritual service. Gabriel also helps you to improve your communication abilities and to express your talents in all areas of your life and be able to express joy and harmony to those around you. Call upon Archangel Gabriel when you need assistance with your spiritual path and also to bring harmony into your life and in your relationships. Now, you can say either out loud or silently, Archangel Gabriel, I need your assistance to see my spiritual path and lead me to where I need to be. Alternatively, you may visualize a brilliant, pure ray of white light surrounding you from head to toe and infuse you with purity and harmony and enable you to express joy and love to those around you. Archangel Gabriel, particularly helpful with releasing and any discouragement that you may be receiving from yourself or others around you. Do not be afraid to ask Archangel Gabriel to be with you and accept the purity and harmony with the love that is being given. So that's a couple of ways that you can call in Archangel Gabriel. What I did when I first started out was I put all the names of the archangels upon my big, I've got these two big doors, which are mirrors in the wardrobes and the bedroom. And I printed out all the archangels and what they stood for, those pieces that I've just read to you. And each day I would ask one of the archangels to join me and to work with me throughout the day so I could get used to their energy and how they worked. That's a lovely way to get to know them. Have a little bit of a meditation as well and call them in and see if they've got anything they want to tell you or, you know, and how you can feel them and you know that each one of them is there. It's a really lovely way to get to know them and get a little bit closer with them. Okay. Well, I've got my strawberries repeating on me tonight. I've had a few strawberries today as well, just to keep have a bit of a cleanse through and stuff. So we're going to go over to our callers in just a moment. If there's anybody that has got any topics that they want to bring up this evening, put them in the chat rooms or give us a call, let us know. Anybody's got any other questions, we are here to help. So let's go over to our first caller and say hello. Hello.
Yes, hello. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And what's your name?
My name is Maria.
Hello, Maria. Whereabouts are you from, Maria?
I'm in Georgia.
Wow, lovely. Is that? I've never been, so I can't say I've been there. Is it a nice place to live?
It is. You can appreciate nature here. A lot of flowers and mountains and streams and birds and butterflies.
Oh, sounds like my kind of place. Lots of fairies as well. I love the elementals in the world as well.
Yes, I saw one fairy before.
Oh, just the one?
One time. Beautiful.
Best thing, do you know, we love fairies over here. Well, I say we, I do anyway. And everywhere we go, if we're in nature, we always have our phones, which are like cameras nowadays, and we tend to take lots of pictures. And you can, or if you zoom in later on, you can always see the faces out in nature, whether it's little fairies with their full apparition, the full body of them, or half a body, or just a face and just a head. You can always see them. It's absolutely amazing. So next time you're out there, take your camera out with you and just take some
shots. Yeah, you know, I wanted to take my camera out, but I was so afraid to move. I just froze when I saw the fairy. I thought if I moved, it would fly off. But I wanted to get a photo so bad.
Yeah, do it. Do it. They love it. I've got a great photograph. We went to Ashbourne Wood last year, and there was the best thing was it was two photographs, because the first one was me walking up to the camp with all the stuff. And there was, I don't think there was anything you could, when you zoomed in, just a leaf on the ground. And then later on, I was actually lighting the fire, and just to bother side of me, where that leaf was, it actually wasn't there anymore. And there was a little fairy, a little elemental, stood in the hole where the leaf was. It was amazing. So you could actually see that one minute he was there, and then the next he wasn't. It was brilliant. Do it next time you're out there. Take your camera out and just snap away.
Okay, I will. I will.
Cool. How can we help you tonight?
Well, I know that you're a medium, and I was wondering if there are any messages coming in for me.
Okay. Let's see. See who's going to come in. Right. Okay, I have a gentleman that draws in. He's standing about eight foot then. He's standing about 5 foot eight as he stands in front of me, because he's putting me to the side of him, and he's just a little bit taller than me. So he's about 5 foot eight. He's got sort of silvery grey kind of hair going on his head. So he has some hair later on in life as well. He's also making me aware of a silvery moustache that he would have had as well. He's got very sort of nice skin on him as well. So I don't feel that he was really, really old when he passed, but this might be a picture of him slightly earlier years. Okay. He's talking about the month of May that would be significant with you as a birthday, passing, and anniversary. And it's also talking about the month of June as well. Okay. Right. What else have you got for us, sir? There's lots of energy around you at this time. Go on, sir. What are you saying? So he's talking about choices. So he's talking about energy around these choices. So you've either got some decisions to make at the minute, but he's putting a lot of energy around them as well. Okay. So they must be on a higher level if he's putting energy around them. Okay. I know you've already told me about flowers and stuff like that that are around. I've got to give you some. They're almost, I can't see what they are now. I've got these red flowers. They're like, I'm rubbish with flowers, cool, blimey. They're not very tall, but they're very red, and they open out. So it's not quite a rose, because it hasn't got inner bits. It's just got like four or five petals of these red flowers. And with the red, he's bringing in a lot of creativity with the red as well. He's bringing in a lot of yellow around the middle as well. So I've got to give you some upliftment at this time. Okay. Okay. What else are you going to say, sir? He's standing there twiddling his thumbs. So are you in a bit of a turmoil at the minute? A bit of a decision-making time?
Yeah, I don't know where to start. A little bit of everything.
Because he's just standing there twiddling his thumbs. I feel that's the sort of main thing that he wants to bring through. But I feel that... I feel that I've just got to be myself just for a bit longer. Whatever it is getting to you a little bit. Like, as you just said a minute ago, you don't know where to start. Because there's lots of stuff that's around. Obviously, that's all the energy that he's bringing around as well. I wouldn't worry too much just at the minute. He's a little bit coy. Go on, sir. Okay. Who does the art, the paint? Is it paintings or drawings? Have you got a landscape picture with trees in it?
A landscape with trees?
Yeah.
Yes, I have. I have that.
You have that. Okay. Okay. So why are you showing me that, sir? All right. Okay. Do you draw or do you paint?
No, I don't, but I do take photos of beautiful, like, landscapes.
Okay. Because the picture, once he showed me that landscape with the trees in it, he actually put you in it like I was sat at an easel or something. So I wonder why he's shown it like that then. So there must be something else to do with the art side of things from your pictures. And I can't quite make out what he's trying to say with that. Because he's just shown me that, the picture that I described to you, and then he put you in it. And it was like I was sat there with an easel painting it or drawing it. Maybe that'll be something to come. I don't know. Maybe it's something new for you to try. Okay. He's also shown me smaller pictures as well. Almost like postcards. You haven't sent any of your pictures off for postcards, have you, towards the cell?
No, I haven't.
Okay. I would possibly think about doing that. Because you've got some good photos there, haven't you?
Yeah, but I don't think people still did postcards. Except
when you go on vacation.
Well,
yeah, there you go. You only need one company just to buy one photo, and that's it. Who knows? They may use your pictures for something else. Maybe that's what it's for. But I feel it's getting them out there. That he wants you to do.
Oh, they're not that fabulous. They're just very simple. I mean, I've seen fabulous photos of, like, flowers and stuff. Mine are just simple.
Yeah, but that's the beauty of it.
Oh no, trust me, it's like so basic. Like no.
You never know.
Me. It's so simple.
Okay. I'll leave that one with you. I also would like to say so. Oh, right, okay. So he's wagging his finger a little bit at the minute. What's that all about? Right, okay. You have a good connection with spirit anyway, don't you? He wants you to listen a little bit more because he's I don't know where he fits with you, whether he's a family member or around. I don't know. He's not saying. Sometimes they don't tell me. But he wants you to listen to what he's saying and what's going on. Because he's around you and it's like he's getting information to you. Okay. Come on, sir. Oh, travelling. You got some travelling coming up as well. Have you booked somewhere to go travelling?
No, but I'd love to.
Cool,
okay, cool.
Because he's shown me the world map, but he's not pinpointing anywhere in particular. So there's some travel that's coming in there, or whether you've been looking at a map recently, I don't know. But I do feel there's some travel that's coming in there as well for you. So he wants you to listen. It's something to do with the travel. So I feel he wants to take you somewhere. Okay. He's making me very aware of candles. If you're not burning a candle, I feel that I do need to burn a candle in the evening especially. Okay. He's talking about cards again. What cards are those now? So have you got tarot cards or is it angel cards?
Yes, I have angel cards.
Angel cards.
I have them, but I don't use them though.
Okay, cool. Get them back out. get connected with them again and use them. He's going to help you use them.
Okay.
I also need to give you a crystal as well. I've got to give you a small rose quartz.
Okay.
And I've also got to give you a clear quartz as well.
Okay.
I'm holding the quartz now. brilliant. But he's telling me to put it in between your toes.
Between my toes?
Yeah. He says, put it in between your big toe and your other one for some reason on your right foot. I don't know whether he's just having a laugh here now. But yeah, if you... Do you find you get a lot of energy pass through your foot? Do you notice that they tingle or what's going on with it?
I might get a cramp in my foot every now and then.
Okay, maybe that's what it is then. I have a lot of energy that my feet are always buzzing because the amount of energy that goes through them. And for some reason, he wants you to put that little crystal just in between your toe. So it's obviously to do something.
The clear quartz.
The clear quartz. Okay.
Okay.
That's interesting. Try that one. Let me know how you get on.
Okay.
I've never told anybody to put a crystal in the toes before. Oh, okay. Anything else, sir? Everything's coming to you exactly how it's meant to. But he's doing like a big circle. So it's like, it's the whole thing. Okay, he's doing a little bit of charades now. And he's doing the whole thing. Okay. He's talking about a Thursday. So I don't know what a Thursday is that's significant to you. He's going a little bit quiet now. Come on, sir. Right, okay. Oh, okay, so he wants me to do a card for you. So we've got a card for you as well. So the decisions and choices that you've got to make, don't worry about them too much. That was the main thing that he wanted to talk about. Okay. So reward yourself is your first is the first card that he wants to bring to you. You've been given a lot of yourself lately. And it's time for you to receive. Make the time to reward yourself in meaningful ways. This balance of giving and receiving is essential to keeping your energy, mood and motivation at a constantly high level. Okay, so reward yourself. We all tend to do a lot of giving, and we're buggers, I should say, for not receiving as much as we give. Okay, so they want to get a good bit of balance in there with you as well. Okay, and focus on service is your next card. Now this one's quite important because your soul desires only to joyfully serve and to swim in a constant stream of bliss. This stream continuously. Feeds you everything you need. Put your entire focus upon staying in the stream of giving and receiving. There we go, giving and receiving again. In every situation and in all that you do. So they definitely want to get some balance around you, okay? And it's rewarding yourself and focusing on service. In fact, both cards, even in the title itself, is focus on service, which is giving, and reward yourself, which is receiving. So that's where they want to get some good balance with you. Okay. I think that's all he's got for you, because he's just having a sit down on the settee. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all he's got for you today, I'm afraid. Okay.
Okay, well, thank you. You've been very helpful.
No problem at all.
I'm not sure this at all. And
yes.
Keep that quartz to my toe.
Yeah, very random that one, but yeah, give it a go. Give it a go. Let me know how you get on.
I sure will. Thank you.
All right, bless you. Thanks for calling.
Bless you too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Well, that was an interesting first call. I've never had to tell anybody to put a rose quartz in their toes before, but hey, we'll go for it anyway. So we've got a few more people in the chat room tonight. Gemini Moon, hello. Guest 850880, Pugmama, lovely to see you all in the chat room tonight. Like I say, it's only an hour show this evening. Don't forget, next week is going to be a biggie next week because we've got a lovely lady that's going to come on and channel for us next week. Yes, it could have been some weirder places to put it, I'm sure. So yes, we've been talking about archangels and angels. We've also got a little piece before we go to our next callers, which is area code 402. Archangel Raphael. Now, a lot of people know that Raphael works on the ground truth and serves from the fifth ray. Call upon Archangel Raphael when you or someone around you is in need of healing. You may ask Raphael to help heal someone else other than yourself, but he will not interfere with that person's free will. So if they do not welcome spiritual healing, it cannot be forced. Archangel Raphael is also the healer for animals, both wild and pets, and his gentle energies are gratefully received by them. Archangel Raphael can also help with your own healing. Say either silently or out loud, Archangel Raphael, please come to me, for I need your healing energies now. Please let me feel your love and healing energies flow through my body. Alternatively, you can visualize the green emerald ray of light entering your body and infusing you from head to toe with the loving healing warmth of Archangel Raphael. Feel this green light flood every area of your body, mind and soul, easing any pain that you might have. Archangel Raphael can also assist with healing your soul of any problems from previous lives. Visualize the healing green ray of light soothing away any pains and troubles that you have brought into this life from a previous one. When asking Raphael, heal others, you may say the following. Archangel Raphael, I ask you to send your healing ray of light to the person's names here to enable them to lead a healthy life free of pain and hurt. Don't be afraid to ask for Raphael to be with you, and you will soon feel the amazing benefits of his assistance. And of course, yes, it's great sending out healing and stuff to people. But a lot of the time, if you're doing like distant healing and stuff like that, it's always best to ask permission first. That's what we do in the angelic Reiki, is always ask permission first before we send it. So yes, that's absolutely perfect. So we're going to move over to our next callers. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there, what's your name?
My name is Dawn.
Hello Dawn, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
Cool. Whereabouts are you from, Dawn?
Nebraska.
Nebraska. What's it like in Nebraska?
Pretty sunny.
Yeah. Oh, that's all right then. Pretty sunny. That's cool. How can we help you this evening?
I just wanted to know if you heard from any loved ones or spirit for my family.
Okay. First of all, I have an angel that comes in, as we've been talking about angels. I have a small, there's quite a small gentleman that's around as well. He's only about 5'5", 5'6". But let's see what the angel wants to say first. Right. I'm being shown the earth at the moment, and I'm being shown all this energy that's around the earth. And as I come in, as I'm being moved in, okay, go on and show me. I'm being shown little signs, Okay. So I do believe that you've been getting little signs that there are angels around you as well as your friends and family that are in spirit. For some reason, the angels wanted to come through first. Okay. Okay. I get the feeling that that you have odd feelings now and again. I'm going to say odd feelings because that's probably what they feel like. Is that correct?
Odd feelings, like what? What do you mean, odd feelings?
Let me try and explain that a bit better. Odd feelings, as in you're stood there and all of a sudden you feel the energy change around you.
I'm not sure.
Okay, all right. Try and notice that from now on, okay? If you sit in the quiet and you ask your angel to come close to you, okay, notice the energy that's around you to start with, and then ask your angel to come in close and sit by you, and you'll feel the energy change around you and in your body.
Oh, energy, yeah, definitely, I do that.
All right,
yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't understand it.
That's okay. I should have put it a lot. I should have done it that way in the first place.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'll even notice atmospheric change, all kinds of stuff. Oh, yeah,
brilliant.
Definitely, definitely. Most definitely.
Okay. Cool. So that's these odd feelings that you're getting.
Okay.
So, yeah, so this is when your angel is around you. And like I say, I say he because that's how I'm seeing him. He may be female to you. I'm not too sure. But that's when he's with you and around you, okay? For some reason, he's come forward today. I feel like I've got to give you a lot of strength and courage at this time as well. I feel like I've been holding myself back a little bit. So I don't know whether there's something that you want to go and do or something that's arisen but you're not just sure about. But I feel like you're just... It's a confidence thing, I think.
Yeah, and that makes sense for me personally. For me personally. Absolutely. I'm kind of
okay.
Under a rock. So.
Okay. Well, that's what he's bringing through for you. He wants you to move forward. And like you say, you're under that rock. Get yourself out of that rock. You know, we have free will and choice. In pretty much all of our life, and it's entirely up to you. If you want to stay under that rock for a bit longer, then you stay under that rock for a bit longer. But if you thought to yourself, do you know what, I've had enough, I'm not going to sit under here any longer, I'm going to get out there and I'm going to do it, I'm going to have the courage, what have you got to lose at the end of the day, you know?
Absolutely.
Okay, what else would you like to say? He's talking about, I'm writing something here on a large piece of paper. Okay. So do you do lists of stuff that you need to do, or are you doing writing at the minute?
No, I haven't been writing. I'll write notes. But
you write notes?
Yeah.
Okay. It's still there, so there's something I'm missing. Let me just try and work it out. Because it seems to be bigger than just little notes. Right. It's almost... Oh, okay. Somebody's just shouted out, a letter to yourself. write a letter to yourself. Right? Of what's... happened in the past. You know, we all have these things that happen to us in the past. Okay.
Yeah.
I see now where we're going with it. Right, they've just shown me. It's releasing they want you to do. Releasing. So they want you to write a letter to yourself about stuff that has concerned you or wasn't very nice, or the good stuff, a bit of everything about your life. It's almost like having a life review. But write it as if you're writing it to somebody else. But you need to give it 110% of how you feel or how you felt at that time. Okay?
Okay.
And this is going to help you release stuff that's still stuck inside. Okay. I've got to give you a pot as well. A pot. And it's like a flower pot. There's nothing in it. Sorry. But I've just got to give you a flower pot. And it's a brown one. Why are you giving us a flower pot? Okay. As I've been shown this flower pot, that I'm being shown to take and chuck it into this brown pot. Okay. So there must be thoughts that you think that not quite negative, but not on a positive note. Because they want to sort of take it out and throw it into this pot and ask the angels to transmute it into love and send it to where it needs to be. Okay, so have a go at that as well.
Okay.
All right, let's see. What else do I want to... Who's the guy that came in then? There's this little guy. He's... like I say, he's only about 5'5", 5'6", in height. He's got dark hair, and it's almost like he's side parting it and brushing it over. He's got... where's the connection with horses or a horse?
Oh, that would be Grandpa Tuffy.
Okay. Was he small, or do you recognise the guy that I've described? Finished build, only about 5'5", 5'6".
Yeah, he'd be pretty close to that, probably. Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's brilliant. Cool, excellent. He's like he's jumping around because he's not really saying much. He's a bit quiet, but he's showing me in pictures and what he's doing. It's almost like a game of charades tonight. so he's sort of jumping around and shaking around a bit. Have you been quite angry lately to the point that you've been shaking, or is that somebody else that's been around?
Not angry. Well, just like upset.
Upset, okay.
To the point of like wanting to pass out, yeah.
Oh, okay. Right, okay, so there again he's talking about choices. So we choose to let these things get to us. He's saying are you quite a stressy kind of person, or is that someone else that's around?
Probably somebody else that's around.
Okay. As long as you know where it is.
I'm not normally like that. It just kind of happened today, what you described.
Oh,
but,
okay.
You know, that's more of a grieving that's going on with the entire family, so.
Okay. Well, know that they're around anyway. You've got some great evidence, obviously, by the description of the guy in your angel that's with you. So know that they're around you. The card that I've pulled out for you is absolutely bang on, because it was exactly what we were talking about. Let go of your past. I can't even read that. Hang on. Let go of your past. The burden of carting your past around has made you weary, dear one. It's time to set this burden down. Keep only the lessons and the love, and leave everything else behind. You don't want it, need it, and it's now gone. So that's your first card, which is let go of your past, which is exactly what we were talking about. So do that letter to yourself. Put everything that you can possibly imagine in there, okay? Imagine you're writing it to... imagine you're writing it to a loved one in spirit, okay? But be completely honest with yourself. Okay, that will help you release a little bit of what's inside. Okay, some of the grief and the hurt there. Joy is your next one. Joy is the highest energy of all. It's the magical sense that everything is possible. Joy springs from appreciating the gifts within each moment. Joy allows you to attract and create your present and future moments at their highest possible levels. Okay, so that's also talking about the law of attraction as well, okay? What we send out comes back to us. Things have to happen, unfortunately, but we can deal with them the best way that we can. And if we can keep as much positiveness and joy in there, we'll just keep getting that coming back, okay? You know that spirit are around you. And there's just lots and lots of love there for you. And it's almost like he wants to pick you up and squeeze you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, lots and lots of love from Spirit World coming through to you today. Anything else, guys? He's holding up like a cup. You know, like like a trophy cup. The old classic trophy cups, the one with the two handles either side. I've got somebody holding one of those up. You don't know who's got one of those, do you?
Well, he probably would because he had a horse that was papered and a prize horse, and he also was a Golden Gloves boxer. He was, like, champion a lot of things, very involved in Knights of Columbus and getting things started with horses and whatnot. That'd be him.
Brilliant. Oh, that's cool. Oh, that's great confirmation for you as well, though, isn't it? Brilliant. Well, he's a lovely guy. He's got lots of lovely energy, which is fantastic. Know that they're there and know that they're around you and they love you, you know, unconditionally. Okay, if you've got any questions with them, sit down and ask them. You know, get that feeling that we were talking about earlier. Sit down, have a little bit of quiet time, and notice their energy around you, and listen to what they're trying to tell you. Trust in what they're telling you. They won't come through with their own voices. They'll come through with your voice. So it sounds like you're talking to yourself. But you won't be. It'll be them. Okay.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that. Yep, correct. I agree.
Brilliant, brilliant, cool. Right, well, I'm going to leave that love with you.
Yeah, we need it right now. Appreciate that.
Bless you. No problem at all. Well, look after yourself. Anything else, give us a call. Keep in touch with the show. Okay.
Thank you so much, and many blessings to you.
Bless you. Thank you for calling in. Take care.
Thank you, you too.
Oh, bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, show's going really quickly tonight, so we've only got about 15 minutes left to go, and I'll try and get through all of the calls if I can. I've got area code 570-44 and 856 coming up in just a moment. So I've got a few people in the chat room tonight. Somebody's having... Oh, Pogmo, what are you having there? Return with wings and spinach pizza. That sounds very interesting. yes, no cooking tonight. Minimal cleanup. So, Joe, we had pizza last night. And Domino's pizza over here, I just can't have it anymore with my poorly tummy. I was in absolute agony this morning. Why do I do it to yourself? Oh, I don't know. We just do, though, don't we? Oh, I don't know. Let's go over to our next caller. Hello?
Hello, John. It is Pug Mama. How are you, dear?
Are you not eating your pizza yet?
Not yet. No, the boy went on a mission. He'll be back shortly. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to tempt your temperamental tummy, but...
That's okay. Like I said, we did it last night. Teresa was like, what are we going to have for tea? And I was like, oh, I don't know. And I was looking... I've got a vegetarian... cottage pie in the fridge, and I've got it out and I stuck it in the microwave and I looked at it and I thought, oh, I really don't want that. And then she picked up the pizza thing and says, oh, it's Tuesday, you get free pizza. Buy one, get one free on a Tuesday? And I'm like, oh, go on then.
Although, frankly, yeah. My opinion, Domino's is awful. I would, this is a nice little family-owned place. Very good stuff.
That's good. There's something in their dough that's not good.
Mass-produced stuff's always got all kinds of chemical and preservative and all kinds of yuck you wouldn't want to be eating. So I always go with the little family-run places. It's usually much better.
Cool. How can we help you today?
Well, I just wanted to see what spirit might care to clarify. I've been getting all kinds of, like the last week, like all kinds of little signs just really ramping up. You know, that the white feather thing first at the park and then a few days later right in my own yard, and I never find big, fluffy, downy white feathers like that up in my community.
Okay.
I mean, at the park, yeah. But and the repeating numbers thing just went off the charts for a couple of days there. I mean, like, constant. Even though I've been getting
you
it for
got,
years. I mean, this
an
was
angel...
really ramped up. Sorry,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. That's all right. Have you got an angel numbers book?
No, but there's a million sites online for it.
Cool. Brilliant, yeah. Every time, if I'm driving or wherever, if that one number stands out, I always try and remember it and then look in my book when I get home. So there's a perfect message there for you from the angels. The angel feathers letting you know, even though you know that they're around you, but they are letting you know that they're around you. Somebody's, okay, hang on a minute. There's something coming. That's why they're letting you know that they're around. Okay.
That's what I'm thinking, because of all these things just ramping up to such, like, breakneck speed all of a sudden, you know, where they were happening further apart before. So that's what I'm thinking, is something's getting ready to pop, and I was hoping they might actually give me a clue what.
Yeah, probably not. But probably not. Okay, hang on, then. Let's have a look. We may get a little bit of a clue. We'll see, because I've got my Ascended Master cards here, and somebody's shouting out, going, Ascended Masters, Ascended Masters. So let's see. Spread them like so. Okay. All right, okay. Just checking something first. You've been feeling a little bit under weather?
I mean, not especially. It just I just take it as being like the general energies have been kind of fluctuating a lot lately, so it's like I've been, you know, gotten in a couple of just weird free-floating anxiety states of unease. Nothing too intense, mind you, just enough to be a little irritating and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, it'll last for, like, you know, hours or half a day, and then it's gone again. So nothing too bad.
Okay. Whatever's coming, they want you to work more on your health and healing for yourself, okay, and drink more water.
Okay.
Are the two that I've pulled out from the Ascended Masters. It's Hilarion, and it's health and healing. And with the energy that's coming, there's a picture of Hilarion, or Hilarion, whatever you want to call him, with his green sort of cloak on, and he's got holding his two hands out, and there's this ball of energy that's emanating sort of like fingers, you could say. And he's looking very clear. He's his third eye and his brow is pure white. So there's a lot of stuff going on there with energy. But with these changes that are happening, I feel that I have to keep the health and the healing up as well, because I want to move with the change of the energy. Does that make sense? Yeah. So as the energy is changing, they want you to move with it physically, as well as emotionally and spiritually.
Okay. Well, I know there's one thing I've been wanting to do that just my guidance has been telling me for, gosh, I don't know, between 5 and 8 years since I educated myself on how toxic traditional dentistry is. And I very much would like to get all the mercury removed properly by a biological dentist.
Okay.
As well as just get other more routine, long overdue maintenance. I need a lot of dental work. I just don't have the funds for it. At whatever time my dad's wife passes, and she's 92, God love her, but, you know, whatever point the inevitable happens and she goes home, the rest of his estate will be dispersed, and I will have the option of going and dropping $5,000 at a biological dentist. But I know that is just, like, I know by my own guidance that that's going to make a huge difference in my health. I just know it. So, you know, that's something I'm looking forward to. I just can't do it now, so.
Yeah. You know. Cool. Okay, well, work on the rest of yourself while this is happening, because this is all to do with the energy, okay? And as this energy is changing, I mean, we all get it and we all feel different with it as well. So work on the, I know you're having pizza tonight, but work on the fresh fruit and the fresh vegetables and the fresh clean water to help your physical body that's going on. Just so that your body's not left behind as the energy's moving forward, you know, and then you sort of become out of sync with it all. And then end up being a bit poorly because you haven't done enough to bring yourself through it. Do you know what I mean?
Indeed. Yeah, I really don't eat, like, junk food. Like, I haven't done fast food in, like, years. And I've been using a gravity water purifier, like a Berkey. It's a different brand, but it's ProPure. I've been using that for about 5 or 6 years now. I mean, you know, I don't drink soda, you know, stuff like that. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm not perfect. I wish I could afford to eat 100% organic, but I do to the greatest extent I can manage, so I'm not too bad in that.
But
I can always get better, I'm sure, so.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
Try.
No, it is hard. I'm terrible one for it as well for eating. I've been sitting here today with loads of fruit and stuff, but after last night's pizza, so I'm back to you now. But
well,
there you go.
The temptation just calls sometimes. You have to give in.
Yeah, it certainly does.
So they're
not
going to tell me what's popping, huh? They're just being buggers.
No, it's so much. There's something that's coming. That's why they want you to work on the healing with yourself and the energy and stuff. So, yeah, just go with that for now and concentrate on that, and it'll all work out.
And I do ask for help from the angels and masters every night in regards to healing and integrating the new codes and all that stuff. So I guess I just got to try harder. Okay.
No, it'll all be right, what it'll be. It'll be what it'll be. You know, just keep asking them, ask them to do it in the dead of night so they don't disturb you too much. Okay.
All right, dear. I'm sure you got other people want to talk to you, so I'll let you go.
Bless you. Lovely to hear from you.
Oh, hugs to you, babe. Take care.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, time is getting on. We're going to go straight to our next caller. Hello.
Hello. Hi, John.
Hello.
How are you?
Very well. Who's this? What's your name?
Hi, John. This is Lynn calling. I've called, like, once before, several months ago. You had a gentleman on there, I believe his name was Sean, and so it's been a while since I've called.
Okay, cool. How can we help you today?
Well, I just kind of like, you know, what some of the other callers have, you know, just whatever you might have, the angels might have, spirit might have, for me to know, to be aware of at this time.
Okay. All right, let's see who's coming through for you. All right, first of all, I have this lady that draws in. she's a medium to a plumpish build. She's quite old, bless her. She's got a lovely bouncy energy around her. Bouncy energy. She's got lots of energy, lots of smiles, lots of laughs. Okay. She's making me aware that she had some major chest problems before she passed. Okay. She's making me aware that she's very light as well. So I don't know whether she was into this kind of stuff before she passed, or whether she's just a really lighter person now.
Well, it when you say light, well, first of all, it kind of sounds like my mother's mother, my grandmother, my mother's side. And it kind of sounds like her. And what was the other thing you said? Was she into what before she passed?
Was she spiritually aware of
She was very, extremely, very, very. She was very high level spiritual. I'm starting to realize that. I'm starting to realize that as I've gotten older. Yeah.
Brilliant, brilliant. So that's why she's coming through a lot lighter than sort of other people. And she's like she's tipping around on her tiptoes, almost like she's belly dancing. So she's having a right laugh.
Wow.
She's really enjoying herself.
My goodness.
She's on about what she's talking about connection. So with your connection that you have with her, she obviously connects with you and works with you.
Okay. I think about her all the time. You know, John, there was a dream that I had maybe some days ago. And it was a stranger, a man. I've often had dreams about this mystery man. And I never really see his face, but he wears black, and it's as though I know him. However, a few days ago, I saw a man, and he was in a distance. He was a man in a white suit, a very nicely dressed suit.
Okay.
Very first time. And for some reason, I felt like... Like my grandmother had something to do with that. I don't know. It just, you know, it was, I've never in my life had a dream about a man in a white suit. And he was a distance. I couldn't see his face, but he was like a Mona Lisa smirking, as though it was like something that I should know. It was like a hidden something, you know, that they all knew except me. Okay.
Now, if you saw, was he real? Was he real, or did you look and he was there, and then or was he not there?
He was in my dream, and he was a very real person, and it's like he was from a distance, but he was standing there, just kind of looking at me with like a Mona Lisa type of smile, like I know something, you find out what it is. I know something, you try to find out what it is. And
okay, so go on. Possibly be a new guide that's going to come in, a new helper?
You know, that would be wonderful. I could, you know, concerning my love life and all of that, I've kind of was hoping that perhaps, you know, if this is a person that's coming into my life, you know, I'm 60 years old now, and I've just been feeling as though possibly I feel like I'm getting closer to something. And you know that odd feeling, John, when you feel like somebody's watching you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like,
we all get that
like
all
somebody
the time.
And they're, I guess, a real person, however, that they're watching you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it, but like they are in the physical body. However, they can watch you or something. Like there's something going on. And I'm just really, really curious about
Okay. First thing I should say is don't worry about it. It will be what it will be. Our time is almost run out, so if you can hang on just a second for me, our on-air time is almost gone, and sometimes
I'm so
it cuts
sorry.
off the show.
Okay.
No, it's fine. If you stay there, we can chat afterwards. So for everybody else that's listening, just in case we do get cut off, I'll be back again on Sunday night, 9:30, and we've got that lovely lady that's coming on Wednesday. So if you can make it back for Sunday, it'd be awesome. Otherwise, we'll see you on next Wednesday with Sheila that's going to come in and join us. So if the show does cut off, which I'm sure it will in just a few minutes. But cool. Okay, so back to our conversation. If the guy that's coming in, let's see what we get with this. Okay. It's like a knight in shining armor, isn't it? Is what's happening there.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Your card I've got for you is life purpose.
Wow.
The purpose of your life is to serve.
Yes, I do know that. Yes.
Yeah. In a way that brings great joy to yourself and others. Don't worry about finding your purpose. This, because as I'm reading this, I should be saying, don't worry about finding your gentleman. Instead, focus on serving a purpose, and then your purpose will serve you.
Yes, yes.
So, I feel that this is just going to happen.
Yeah.
At the when it's going to be the most when you least expect it.
Yes. Yeah. I believe that. Oh my gosh.
Very much so. Very much so. But how awesome to get it through a dream as well. That's really cool.
Yeah. That was just, John, it's so mysterious. I've been seeing this gentleman for about 2 years. And he kind of flirts, he kind of teases me a little bit, as like it's a little mystery and it's for me to find out, but he knows a lot of things. And I feel as though he is in the physical, he's in the physical realm. However, it's really odd, John, but I feel as though we meet, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As though we meet in the other realm, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's as though we travel or something, and we meet up, and he really is aware of who I am, but I really don't know. I feel like he's on a higher level. I'll put it that way. Than I am.
Yeah.
I feel he's on a much higher level than I am. And he's always wearing like black. Sometimes his head is towards me, and he kind of flirts and says little things to me in the dream and everything. But this last time, he was wearing a white suit, and he was smiling at me. I could see him from a distance. He's always worn black, and he has black hair. And I feel so connected, but I feel like I feel like he's on a much higher, advanced. He's much more advanced than I am.
Okay.
Much more advanced than I am.
Okay.
And yeah.
Okay. If you remember, before you go to sleep, set that intention of asking him some questions.
Okay. Okay.
And see if he answers. See if you remember any of the answers that he gives you, because he'll give you through feeling or thought, you know, as they normally do, because they don't normally speak to us, do they? On the odd occasion they do.
Right.
And see if he'll answer.
Okay. All right. Oh my goodness. Well, thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be able to talk with you.
Bless you. Thank you very much.
Blessings.
Thank you very much for calling in. All right.
Thank
take
you.
Care.
Bye
bye. Wow, so as we come to the end of the show tonight, it's been a wonderful show this evening. It's been really nice and relaxed. And some lovely stuff that's come through. Evidence, comfort and guidance, which is what this show is all about. And raising the vibration. So guys, don't forget you have a choice in absolutely everything that you do. Get yourself out there. Stop holding yourselves back, because we all do it. Even I do it. I've been pushing myself forward today. as well to get me ass into gear and get some stuff done. So enjoy the rest of your week, everybody. Enjoy the sunshine or wherever you are, and we'll see you again on Sunday night. Enjoy the rest of your week. Bye.